Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The debate over the proposed Wynn Casino in Everett got even more heated this week, with casino mogul Steve Wynn and Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone making some pointed remarks about each other. Wynn visited Medford a few days ago and said his $2 billion Wynn Boston Harbor project will go forward despite an environmental challenge filed by Mayor Curtatone. In fact, Wynn said he's not going to pay Somerville to try to settle because he feels that an arbitrator has already decided how much Somerville will get to help offset the effects of his casino. Let's listen.
We're done paying. Zero. The chances of the mayor of Somerville getting any extra money from us are zero.
Well, the mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, is in our studio right now. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Deborah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I also like to tell our listeners that we want to hear from you as well. What do you think about this Wynn Boston Harbor project? Do you have concerns? Should the region take advantage of some of the proposed improvements and the revenues promised, or should we not be wagering on gambling at all? Well, you can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Radio Boston. So, Mayor Curtatone, we heard from Steve Wynn in his comments this week, addressing, in large part, your challenge to the environmental permit for his project. So let's start with that. Why decide to launch this environmental challenge?
Well, let's be clear, Deborah. This is the fifth cause of action or appeal, and it's within the law. It's within the right. A process that Steve Wynn and anybody who develops or wants to develop a project, especially a project this size on the water, on any waterway, knows you must go through. And an appeal, the ability to appeal a Chapter 91 permit, which is the environmental permit being granted, is an opportunity to get it right. You know, we're talking about the public ways, access to the waterfront, and the impacts that this project will have there. And we're exercising our right to make sure we get it right. This is not about trying to stop the casino. I can get into an entire discussion about whether or not expanded gaming is good. It is not. I lost that debate. Many others did here in the Commonwealth. We want to make sure Somerville is fighting to make sure that the negative impacts are less than in this project, that they're more positive than negative impacts. We're fighting to protect our environment, our health, and our quality of life.
Okay, but you know, you say you want to get it right, and we should say that state officials did issue an environmental permit. So what needs to be gotten right from there? What specifically would you like to
see? This is about making sure that this project goes through a full and thorough process. They submitted a permit. That doesn't assume they got it right, Deborah. That's why the appeal process is there. It's a check and balance. A full and thorough process that includes a full environmental review. In fact, the Gaming Commission put the cart before the horse here. They issued the casino license without the full environmental review being completed and making sure we have a detailed plan, enforceable plan for how they're going to mitigate the negative impacts on the region. This is not to say that not any project can generate traffic. All projects do. But the impacts must be mitigated, like we went through in Assembly Square in Somerville, a full process and a detailed plan to mitigate the impact, and we spent millions of dollars to do it, and the project benefits the region. For example, Wynn readily admits they're going to generate more than 20,000 vehicle trips per day in the corridor. You know where those vehicle trips are going to go through, majority of them through? Our city, through some of the most vulnerable, underserved, poorest neighborhoods in environmental justice zones. All the studies show that the closer you live to congested highways, the greater risk you have as you suck in that pollution to heart disease, respiratory illness, premature death. I submit the people in my city, you know, have the right to live a good quality of life. And no project, no matter how many jobs you create, no matter how much money you're going to bring in, should take away from that. So this is all on Wynn and their team to address these issues.
Now Wynn was asked about this, about primarily air quality and traffic mitigation around the casino project when he was here this week. And I know it's very irreverent and it's very showmanlike, but let's listen to a little clip of what he had to say.
Air quality? You got to be kidding. We're mitigating the traffic. He's never lifted a finger to mitigate anything.
Now, that he that he's talking about there, who he says never lifted a finger to mitigate anything, happens to be you. And he's saying, you know, when you bring up the Assembly Square project, he's saying that things weren't mitigated there, but you want them mitigated in his casino project in Everett. So I want you to respond
to
that.
Well, the facts, that's just not true. In terms of the raspberry, hey, we're used to it. He's been giving us raspberry for more than 2 years. For more than 2 years. Steve Wynn and the Wynn team have had an opportunity to address our outstanding issues. Not only have they not spoken to us, engaged us, they made it explicitly clear they're not going to have anything to do with it. They're not going to have anything to do with it. And when you make a comment like that, we can all laugh about the raspberry. What's that saying? You're saying that the people, and I would believe that any good business person cares not only about the bottom line or the profit they're making in their enterprise, but cares about the bottom line, the impact you have, the people around you. Are we saying, is he saying that the people in those neighborhoods, they don't matter? And let me be clear, he's got it wrong. We went through that process in Assembly Square, and every other project in Massachusetts has had to do that. We in Somerville, with the developers, invested tens of millions of dollars to create the inner street network to make traffic flow better, to improve connectivity to Route 93 and secondary arterial Route 28. We built the T station, the first one in almost 30 years in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We opened up access to the entire Mystic River for the entire Mystic Fells Reservation for the region. What he's doing, it's not even in the same ballpark. So let's be clear. We've done that, and all we're asking is he shouldn't have to do more, but he certainly shouldn't be able to do less. Unfortunately, Steve Wynn's had it pretty easy here. He's used to getting what he wants, but we're used to fighting for what's right.
I mean, you brought up the Mystic River, and I want to bring this up because we're hearing a lot about this and about proposed improvements to the Mystic River. Earlier today, we spoke with E.K. Sinkhalsa. He's the executive director of the Mystic River Watershed Association. And we should point out that the association does receive support from Wynn Resorts, I believe about $25,000 most recently. But E.K. told us today, though, that the association feels that the Wynn Casino project is going to help the river. The cleanup is going to help, and the region should take advantage of that. So let's listen to a little bit of our interview with him earlier today.
Well, it will benefit in a number of ways. First, they're restoring the site. So they're spending many, many millions of dollars to eliminate the hazardous contamination that's been on this site for decades.
Monsanto site.
The Monsanto mm-hmm. site. The chemical companies left a mess. And Wynn Resorts is using their own money to clean that up. In fact, they have moved ahead substantially with that already. But secondly, they're creating substantial amounts of open space, which will be available to the general public, which to this point has not existed. So the citizens of Everett and residents of nearby communities will be able to get to the walk, the Harbor Walk, which is being built, and enjoy the waterfront.
Is there another local example of what it might look like?
I think if you look at Boston Harbor and you see the impacts of Chapter 91 on the harbor, the extensive harbor walk that's been created, the access through Rose Wharf, this beautiful building, which has this beautiful promenade right through the center of the building, all of these are the benefits of the application of this Chapter 91 permitting. One of the things that Wynn is doing, which is unique, is not only are they creating a harbor walk, but they're actually working to restore the tideland areas themselves. Throughout the Mystic, one of the problems we have is that there are still contaminated sediments at the waterline along the riverfronts, and this affects people's ability to use the river safely and to really enjoy the Mystic now that we have much better water quality. Wynn is going to dredge all of those materials out of the tidelands, replace them with good sediments, and then replant a salt marsh where previously none has existed.
Somerville Mayor Curtatone has filed a challenge to the environmental permit for this project, citing the traffic concerns mm-hmm. primarily, among other things. But there was an environmental permit already issued for this project. So I'm wondering, what's your response to that challenge on the part of Somerville?
Well, of course, Massachusetts DEP issued a written determination which says we feel we have all the information we need and we've established the appropriate conditions to issue this permit. At that moment, it's kind of speak now or forever hold you peace. And at that moment, the city decided to file an appeal, which is its right. We, however, disagree that there is not sufficient mitigation or that the conditions are not supporting the permit. With regard to traffic, of course, this is a very thorny issue, and it's a little outside our wheelhouse. The Mystic River Watershed Association focuses on the river, on tidelands, on natural habitat, on water quality, on open space, on enhancing and improving our parks. Traffic is already a big problem in our area. And whether or not the Wynn Resorts Group builds their casinos, those traffic problems remain and really have to be addressed on a regional basis.
But obviously traffic will be exacerbated. And I wonder, you know, if some folks listening are thinking, well, yes, the river may get some significant improvements, but there are other issues that may prevent people from even enjoying the river. So is it almost a case, you know, some folks might say to you, are you not seeing the forest through the trees here, that this large project could really have longstanding effects on a variety of places in the community?
Oh, of course it does. I mean, it's an enormous daily count. A large number of parking spaces. And I think with regard to traffic and all of these other environmental issues, what's really important is for us to look forward. If $2 billion is spent on the banks of the Mystic River to create a 5-star hotel, what can we imagine will happen after that? Do we think that Wynn Resorts will be the last major development on the banks of the Mystic River? So I think we need to embrace a very substantial change within the Mystic River watershed and on the banks of a river that we have long neglected. So I thoroughly agree that we need to engage these regional questions. And I rely on Secretary Pollack and other experts in transportation to help us figure out how do we address these issues, traffic and others. I think the question is Wynn showing good faith to be a participant and an active contributor to those solutions? Within my limited capacity to understand, I think they are.
And that is Ekankar E.K. Sinkhalsa. He's Executive Director of the Mystic Watershed Association. He said a lot of things there, Mayor Joe Curtatone, who is with us in studio, by the way. And listeners, if you have a question for the mayor, again, our number is 800-423-8255. But first, Mayor Curtatone, I'd like you to respond to some of the things that he said.
I would give credence. There is limited capacity to acknowledge all the issues here.
Right.
And I'm not, full disclosure, a $25,000 platinum member of the Mystic Watershed Association, although I'm a supporter. I live on the Mystic River, for full disclosure. But I think Mr. Khalsa has also admitted, you know, they're focused on the cleanup of a site. Great. We support that. Clean up the site. In fact, at Wynn's own doing, they've delayed the cleanup of the site for a year. That should have happened. And there's money already in place. That site will have to be cleaned up, whether it's Wynn Casino or a giant Target superstore on the site. It will have to be. And we shouldn't have to rely on expanding the game to do it. That responsibility is there. It will have to be done. But you cannot ignore, you know, and what's trouble, you cannot ignore the well-researched and documented consequences of congested traffic on people, on their health. I am fighting to make sure this project does not add more negative consequences in making our environment worse, worsening our health, and our well-being. So while I'm in favor of cleaning up a site, no amount of jobs, no amount of investment is worth the life of a person, of a child, the well-being of an entire community or a neighborhood. And we cannot just defer the problems as part of a regional conversation. Some of these issues need to be conditioned to the Chapter 91 license. They did not go through the same thorough and full environmental review that Assembly Square did. In fact, again, they put the cart before the horse. And I have a good example for EK if you want to look about opening up the parkways or waterways. Look across the river, about 100 yards away, at Assembly Row. We connected the entire Mystic Falls Reservation. Baxter Park, a 7-acre park, was improved and expanded and opened up to the public with the Assembly Square project. We built the boardwalk connecting underneath Route 28, so the entire reservation is bikeable, is walkable. You have access right there. And it's a great project that is a public-private partnership that has regional benefits beyond our city borders and benefits all, and we mitigated the impact that that traffic created.
Okay. I want to just make sure we have some time for listeners here because we're running out of time. First, we're going to go to Kane, who is calling from Charlestown. Kane, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and voice my support for Mayor Curtatone. I wish there were more mayors like him. I'm a resident of Charlestown. I'm deeply disappointed with the casino going in there and the expanded gaming passing in general. This year, I think we've let the devil in the back door. Gaming is going to control politics in the state, and Wynn's going to flood money to whatever candidate he wants in the future. And I I feel like there's not a whole lot of people like Mayor Gerdatone who are willing to stand up for that. And Steve Wynn certainly doesn't care about the city. He cares about his bottom line and, you know, making money. So that's my comment.
All right, Kane, thanks very much for your comment. I'm wondering, Mayor Gerdatone, I mean, you did say you are against gaming. And I think that, you know, is a big part of what's going on here about this debate. But we have a state gaming commission. They're giving licenses. It's got, you know.
They're giving licenses. They're throwing them all like bad tomatoes, Deborah. Right? It's like a kangaroo court that wrote the rules along the way. Do you have trust in the gaming commission? Please look me in the eye and tell me that. Absolutely not. Are we kidding ourselves here?
But it's happening.
It is happening. And we lost that debate. We couldn't get
exactly.
Statewide. And I hope more than anything on this issue that I am flat out absolutely wrong, and I'll sing that tune all day long if I am, but you show me where. Where in these United States and around the world that a casino has gone into any community, improved the quality of life, or uplifted economic opportunity for all? It doesn't. You want to know why? Because it subscribes to the economy of extraction. You take from Main Street for the promise of Easy Street. And all the experts will tell you, you want to build a casino, you put it out as a destination. You don't put it into a densely populated urban area. We already have an economic base. We don't need expanded gaming to make Boston a world-class city or region. We already are because of our history, our culture. We are strong tourism already. And I agree with Kane. I thank you, Kane. And I'm fighting for Charlestown as well, Kane, because we're connected one way or the other.
All right. Well, hold on. We have already lost this debate. Remember, we're going to take another call. Patrick is calling from Framingham. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. As a longtime citizen of Somerville, I actually support Mayor Curtatone in his efforts to try and block the casino. I think it's going to have a dramatic negative impact on the area, and it's not going to deliver half of the benefits that we've been promised. I do have to say, though, to contrast something the mayor said earlier, that all citizens of Somerville deserve a good quality of life. I question how he squares that with what's happening in the Union Square neighborhood, where the city is taking away people's homes and long-term businesses that have been there in order to turn that into another Assembly Row area, creating luxury condominiums and luxury businesses, claiming that these houses and these businesses are falling apart.
Okay, Patrick, let's give the mayor a chance to respond before we run out of time. Mayor Curtatone,
thanks for the call, Patrick. Let me make something clear. I would hope this casino wouldn't come. I cannot guarantee that. The purpose of our appeals now is not to stop the casino project, because that question's been asked and answered, unfortunately, but to lessen the negative impacts on our community. In terms of Union Square, well, that's why we have a civic advisory committee, a community-based planning process to make sure we get that right, that people have a true opportunity to stay in Somerville, that local-owned and operated businesses grow with that local economy. And it's not about building another Assembly Square. It's about building a neighborhood that embraces our originality, our diversity, and our creativity. I'm on board. We're on the same page, and we want to get that right, and that's why we're taking our time to make sure we get it right.
4,000 jobs, though, have been estimated.
Really?
From this casino.
Well, look 100 yards across the way, Deborah. So let me get this right. Wynn is promising 4,000 jobs. Mm. The Assembly Square project, of which half of which is master planned, in that half, you know how many jobs we're creating? A net of 20,000 new jobs, net. Which is a better model of a sustainable local economy? And you know what? The money stays here. It's recycled here. It's not at the crap tables. It doesn't shoot back to Vegas. We're not taken from the local vendor. Consumer discretion stays within the region. I mean, it's laughable to even compare the two. It's apples and oranges. This is a better investment.
But it's not about which one's better, right?
No, but you asked me about 4,000 jobs. I laugh at that.
Because
it's laughable.
You think it should be
I should
be
give
more.
Wynn his own raspberry. 4,000 jobs.
Well, Joe Curtatone, Mayor of Somerville, unfortunately, we are running out of time because I think we have callers waiting. Sorry, callers, that we weren't able to get to you today, and sorry we didn't have more time.
I got a feeling we'll be talking about this more.
I think we will. Thanks very much for being with us. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.